for putting this together and for allowing us to participate. And we now return to regularly scheduled programming.
So on my dreams. There's nothing to do but believe. Just believe. Just breathe.
Can we talk about the pairing that we just heard there? It is a pairing of two totally different backgrounds coming together for something kind of beautiful. Vocals done by Angela McCluskey, Scottish singer-songwriter and former frontwoman to the Scottish band Wild Colonials, teaming up with French ambient pop producers Telepop Music. Together, they made the song Breathe. That's from the album Genetic World by Telepop Music. In the middle, it is a musician we have been featuring for over a year now here on Girly So Groovy. It was April of last year that Nia Archives released her album Silence is Loud, and we have been playing it ever since. Let me tell you why I love Nia Archives. Drum and bass music made its way in the mid to late 1990s. It was known as a somewhat cold, dark, militant dance music, yet nearly 30 years later, London-based singer-songwriter and producer Nia Archives manages to meld drum and bass and neo-soul into something originally warm, fun, joyful, and uplifting, breathing new life in an old musical form. I love her for that. We heard the song So Tell Me. If you are a fan of acts like Santi Gold or Little Sims or Everything But the Girl, you will find something that you love in Nia Archives. And speaking of Everything But the Girl, there's a duo that have been making music for over 40 years now. We heard something from an album that's turning 30 years old next year, Everything But the Girl, with their song Before Today. That's the opening track to the duo's 1996 album, Walking Wounded. Just a reminder that Girly So Groovy is on social media. Find us on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. Let's jump into some music made in Montreal. It's Montreal indie pop duo Wizard right now here on Girly So Groovy. Music right there from Montreal indie pop singer-songwriter Marie-Pierre Arthur from her latest album, Album Bleu. We heard the song Jamais from Marie-Pierre Arthur. In the middle, it is music out of Vancouver. Leathers is the electro-pop project of Vancouver musician and visual artist Shannon Hemmett. We heard the song Day for Night, that's what it was, yes, from her most recent album, Ultra Violet. And then starting the set off, music also out of Montreal, Wizard, indie pop duo Wizard, from their latest album, Pecci, P-E-C-I. We heard the song See You. We're about to dive into the second hour of Girly So Groovy. Just a reminder that if you ever miss an episode or you would just like to listen again, know that you can find the last 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy waiting for you absolutely free online. Just go to the website Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy, both ending with in IE, or find links on our social media pages. All right, before we get into that second hour, let's wrap up this first hour. You know, I feel like we're on a teeny, teeny, tiny little Montreal kick with that last set, so why not wrap up the first hour with another fabulous Montreal artist? Chloe Pelgag is a French pop alternative singer-songwriter. Her latest album is called Abracadabra. Here is Chloe Pelgag with Letter to a Young Poet here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klender. So much more music to dive into here in the second hour. Coming up over the next 60 minutes, I've got Ani DeFranco, Tegan and Sarah, Laura Marlene, Maddie Diaz, Valerie June. So much to enjoy with you. We're kicking off the second hour, though, with brand new music that I am tickled pink to share with you. Here is a question for you. What I'm going to ask goes against everything I believe in as a music nerd, but should you judge an album by its cover? Well, no, but let's be honest. I was already sold on German-Australian producer Hachiku when I saw them posing under a pile of Care Bears on their newest album. And then when I actually listened to the new album, The Joys of Being Pure at Heart, I was even more hooked when I heard it was shimmering, queer indie pop with orchestral touches. Again, their name is Hachiku. The Joys of Being Pure at Heart is the name of the album. Care Bears. Let's dive into this right now on Girly So Groovy.